Okay, I'd like to formally start the Oceana Community Service District Board meeting for Wednesday, July 12th, 2023. And we have the Boy Scouts, Cub Scouts, here today with us. They're going to be leading us to with our flag salute after our roll call.
All right, Director Austin?
Here.
Director Varney?
Here.
Director Joyce Sennison?
Here.
Vice President Gibson?
Here.
And President Villa?
Here.
Cub Scouts, you guys all look really sharp tonight. thanks for coming and dressing up for us. Good job.
Yeah, we're very honored to have you. Thank you.
I show them how government, you know, works. So.
Okay, we're honored to have you here at Oceana Community Service District. Next, we will have the agenda review. Can I have... We take a couple of seconds looking and then have someone motion to approve the agenda.
I'll make a motion. We approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
Director Gibson?
Yes.
Director Austin?
Yes.
Director Varney?
Yes.
Director Joyce Sennison?
Yes.
And President Villa?
Yes. All right, next on our agenda, we have a public comment for matters not on the agenda. Again, it's public comment for matters that are not on the agenda. This public comment period provides an opportunity for members of the public to address the board on matters of interest within the jurisdiction of the district that are not listed on the agenda. If a member of the public wishes to speak at this time, public comment is limited to 3 minutes. And I do have one speaker slip. I believe it's for public comment for items not on the agenda. Carrie Langford.
Good evening. Carrie Langford, 37-year resident. And I'm addressing this to the Parks and Recreation Committee, even though I address it to the entire board, but I know that it's the two members here are the representatives of that committee, so that's how I address this. And what everybody that I've talked to, literally everybody that I've talked to, just really has no idea what the Parks and Rec is going to do, is supposed to do, how it came to be, everything. So I was just hoping that we can get some input back so that the general public really knows. And so the comments that I did make are the questions that I did ask. You have a copy, and the reason that I divided it up in between the two is so that one person didn't get straddled with everything and all. And it gave Director Joyce Sennison there some enjoyment in the whole process. And I'll just, should I read them out loud for the record? Or does the printed copy that you have suffice?
If you would like to, it's your public comment period.
Okay, well, I will do it so that I can address the entire everybody out here. And it says, how did you come up, and this would be directed towards Dr. Varney, since he did come up with the facts and figures. And I said, how did you come up with the figure of 19.5? And for the coming year for that department. And then I asked, could a lesser amount work just as well? And then how did you derive at the percentage figure that you came up with out of the total OCSD budget? And then how... They say, how much is it going to cost to really create this department as far as staffing and all, and the printing, the correspondence, and setting it all up? What sort of event and services are you going to be offering to begin with? And then how much of the is the 19.5 going to ensure that this is a success? And then I ask of Director Soy Senison to present a mission statement from the Department of Parks and Recreation. And is there a business plan from the start? And how is this being created? And then who specifically is going to be on this management and on the committee? Nobody seems to really know. And
thank you, Carrie. Your
time okay. is up. All righty. Thank you.
So, any further public comment?
Good evening. My name is April Dury. I'm an Oceano resident, and I'm following on the heels of the gentleman ahead of me, where I found this document at the table back there. First, for items not on the agenda but are within your purview, is that public comment is limited to 3 minutes, and hopefully that will be established and followed. That disruption with clapping and cheering and screaming from the back room are also really frowned upon, I would hope, and that the meetings will now be run instead of the meetings running you guys, because that's what it feels like the last couple of times. So, in particular with this, one of the questions that I would like added to this list is the board and the general public, are they aware that $19,500 is but a mere 1% of your current general manager's base salary? 1%. So take that into account as well. Thank you.
I'm going to touch that. Good evening. I'm Julie Tacker, and I wanted to talk to you a little bit about Central Coast Blue. Last Friday was the close of comment period for their addendum to their final EIR. I've forwarded this letter from Mr. Edwards and myself to your general manager. I would ask that you share it with the entire board. There's a couple of aspects to the project that I wanted to underscore and bring to your attention, and I'd like you to also bring it to the attention of your community. It's rather alarming to me is the location of the treatment facility, the advanced treatment facility is what they call it. It's going to be in Grover Beach at the end of Huber and Barca, in between those two streets, kind of that industrial area. Right now, what's there is a eucalyptus grove up to Calvin Court, and north of that is sort of a car parking, junkyard, towing business, something. But the project has purchased that property. It's just a little over an acre, acre and a half, and they're going to scrape it, but they're going to need to dewater it, meaning with every shovel that they dig, water will percolate up, and that has to be pumped off and taken somewhere. Their document suggests a ridiculous amount of water is going to come up and have to be trucked away from the site. 72 trucks a day. 72, anything is a lot. 72 trucks filled with water going somewhere, lining up to get filled again, and going again and again and again. Where do they want to go? 13th and Pike. There's a drainage basin that's less than a tenth of an acre. There's no way it can hold that kind of water. But these are the little pieces of the project that I don't know anybody else who digs in like I do to find. But I want to highlight that because it will have an impact on your community. That kind of traffic, if it ever happens, that kind of traffic has an impact. And it reverberates through the community because streets will be cordoned off. There's just no possible way that that can happen to that extent. The construction for that site is estimated to be over 2 years. 2 years of neighborhood disruption that will, again, reverberate into Oceano.
Any further public comment? If not, I will... I will close public comment, and we will now proceed to special presentations and reports.
Excuse me, Madam Chair. There's an opportunity for board members to respond to persons who made public comment.
Would you like to respond?
Yes, I would. First of all, I appreciate the public comment, and I just wanted to address briefly, Mr. Langford, your questions. Very much appreciate them. Thank you. These questions will be fully addressed at our next meeting when the Parks and Recreation budget will be on the agenda again. But I will tell you that most of these questions have been answered in board meetings here at least three times, both written and verbally. But I will be happy to put together a complete report for you at our next meeting.
Any other director want to respond? Okay, we will close responses. And next we have special presentations and reports. We have the first staff report by Sheriff Station, South Station Commander Keith Scott. I don't see him here. I don't think CFA Operations Chief Lieberman is here. So then we have Operations Utility System Manager Tony Maraschino.
Good evening, Board. Tony Maraschino, Utility Systems Manager. So Lopez is currently at 99.5% full, which is 49,131 acre feet. The month of June, we got delivered just over 53 acre feet of Lopez water. No state water is being delivered, and we pumped just 0.05 acre foot for water quality out of well 8. So we're continuing to still do our weekly and monthly samples. We had 11 work orders, 31 USAs because of all the work that's being done in Oceano. They got to call them in every month, so we got to make sure they're remarked. We had 9 customer service calls. We had 5 after-hours call-outs. 3 of them were for power outages. We had simultaneously the yard and lift station twice, and just the lift station a third time. 2 of the other call-outs were for unlocks after hours. And we're continuing to do hydrant maintenance. We're still continuing to pick up trash. We had 3 311 tickets in the month of June. We finished paving at 2300 Cienega after the water line was replaced. We had end-of-year inventory of the entire yard and all of our service trucks. We're still continuing to replace meters as needed. As you can see, we put up fireworks signs before the 4th of July, and they are taken back down a little over a week later. We recycled concrete and asphalt, a couple loads of that. And we had first-of-the-month equipment runs, and we started meter reading today. Any questions?
Did you have to do any pickup of trash or that kind of thing?
Very little got called into us.
Okay. Good.
Unlike previous years, we have been more involved, but seemed like the community did a good job of policing themselves.
Okay, that's good news.
Yes.
I did notice a lot fewer trash.
Yes.
I was like shocked when I woke up in the morning and I don't know. Did they sweep at 3 o'clock in the morning or something? There was a lot of fireworks on my street, but
yes,
hardly no garbage.
Yeah, they did a great job for what was, yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, next on our agenda, we have the OCSD General Manager Will Clemens report.
Thank you. So just a reminder to the public that on August 6th, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., there's going to be a pet wellness clinic here at the district offices. And so it's a great opportunity for those in the community, especially those in Oceano, to have veterinary services performed for their animals at low to no cost. So I wanted to make sure everyone is reminded of that event that's coming up. Also, we received, finally, our encroachment permit for phase one of our stormwater capture project at the Oceano Elementary School. We're going to put it out to bid in August, and the goal is to construct in November and December when there's less school days, so that most of the construction's done while the kids are on vacation. And finally, because of staff vacations, we're going to be canceling our July 26 board meeting. So wanted the public to know that. And that's the end of my report.
Thank you. Do we have any public comment on this reports? Could you need to come up? I'll state your name again.
Yeah, Carrie Langford again. I'm a little hard on hearing.
What did you say was being canceled on the 26th?
The board meeting.
Oh, so we won't have one next in 2 weeks from now.
Correct.
It'll be a month. Okay, thank you.
I just hope that the public does take advantage of the pet wellness program. I will be working it that day. It's great for low-income individuals and people that just can't make it to a vet appointment because of the expense or work hours or whatever. They're a great program. I got my dogs chipped there for free. They also have like a flea medication that works awesome. And if your pet is sick, they will, free of charge to the community. So it's a great program. We've not had it here in Oceano. I've always had to take my dog to the vet usually because I miss the clinics at other towns. So it's great. It's going to be bilingual, so I encourage people to come out, participate.
Madam Chair, mm-hmm. Could I just add one little thing?
Yes.
They're also giving rabies shots, indigenous rabies in our area comes in especially in the fall. Mm-hmm. And all of our dogs and all of our cats should be shot for rabies because people die of it too.
Yes, that's another very important service that they offer. Oh, she didn't. They offer a rabies vaccine also, and it's very important because, animals can die, humans can die. So they offer that too. It's a great program, and I'm so happy that they're going to have that here in Oceano for our community. A lot of people can't afford to take care of their pets in a proper way. Okay, so next on our agenda,
excuse me.
Yes.
I had a couple of questions for the general manager.
Oh, sure.
Okay. Thank you for your report, Mr. Clemens. The on the stormwater recharge project, is it going to be the full project as expected, or has it been pared down?
No, this is just phase one, so only the stormwater infiltration basin at the school and the street trees surrounding the school. That's phase one. Phase two would be any street improvements down 19th.
Okay. And the county has plans to turn 17th and 19th Street into complete streets with sidewalk infill. That's in SLOCOG's plan for Oceano. So I don't think we want to do street improvements and have them torn up, or that would be something to coordinate with them. So thank you. So the stormwater, that portion of it, the catchment basin and all that, will be functional at the conclusion of that.
Correct.
Okay. The second thing is, I thought that the setting of board meetings was the prerogative of the directors. And so I'm surprised that you said that we will not be having a meeting and we were not consulted.
I worked with the president, so.
Could you just say a little bit more about the staff that's on vacation so that we can't have a meeting?
The staff will be on vacation.
So this is to Mr. Martin. Is this lack of a meeting in July going to impact the finalization of the budget in any way or form?
No.
Okay. So we'll still have plenty of time to agendize the OPARC budget and discuss it?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Any further comments? I have one question now that Director Varney mentioned the project there, Oceano Elementary. When is expected completion date? I forgot.
At the Oceano Elementary School?
The whole thing. When is it going to finally be?
So phase one will be complete probably by January. And so hopefully that's before the storms, so mm-hmm. we can capture some of the stormwater runoff this winter. And that is going to provide about 85 to 90% of the entire project benefits.
Okay.
So we're getting the most bang for our buck. The street improvements will assist, but they don't provide as much benefit as that infiltration gallery does.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so that brings us to Board of Directors and Outside Committee Reports, and I'm first there. I will give my report. The only thing I have is that today I met with Martin Mitchell from Turn On Green, which is an electrical vehicle charging infrastructure company. They have been in communication with the county on identifying locations for charging stations. Charging stations here in our district would be significantly subsidized by county and state funds due to our disadvantaged status. And once these stations are set up, they would bring in revenue to our district or private businesses. And they would also, he would also like to come to give us a more detailed presentation on the benefits of EV stations in our community. So hopefully we can support and have him come and give us a PowerPoint presentation. He also emailed me like a short little PowerPoint on their company and projects that they have completed and what they do. And I'll be forwarding that to our board. So I thought it was pretty interesting that the state and was subsidizing this. And I don't know, I asked him how much revenue would bring to the district if we put it on district, anywhere in the district property. And he said that it depends, that he would do a more detailed analysis if we invite him to one of our meetings. He'll prepare for it. That's it on my report. And next we have Vice President Gibson.
Thank you. Yes, I have a report. As a board, I think that we need to review our role as watchdogs of district finances. I also want to emphasize that the district's priorities are, as always, providing water, sanitation, fire service, and garbage service. Parks and Rec has never been a priority because the district simply lacks enough money to invest in recreation. We plain don't have the money. For the last 6 months, the three members of the board have promoted and even voted to support using one-third of our general funds for the Parks and Rec Committee. At the last meeting, the public asked what plans have been made by the Parks and Rec Committee. No one had the answers to that. Here are some of the rationalizations made by those members to justify using our limited general funds for Parks and Rec. One is, it's only a little bit of money. Well, it may be 1% of whatever, but it's one-third of our general funds. That's our emergency money. You know, what if one of the vehicles gets rolled or something? We need that money. Also, number two, the money won't be wasted. So should the public just trust what you say? I mean, what's the plan, Stan, as I say to my older brother? Number three, because...
Director Gibson, I actually would encourage you to stick with the outside committee report aspect of this. Is this a outside committee report?
It's my report.
And I think this is a section of the agenda where it's board of directors reports and outside committee reports. Just a thought, but it might be worthwhile to address that issue at a debate about Parks and Rec again.
So you want me to shut up? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Did you
attend the committee report? Is there a committee report? No. Okay, so are you saying that she should have said it during public comment?
Or they can bring it up in a discussion about the Parks and Rec Committee.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But, you know, there's been confusion about when we can speak. Sometimes it's during public comment, and then other times it's during committee reports. So I think there needs to be consistency there.
I agree.
And I don't think that's my fault.
No, that would be on me. And so we're going to try to be more consistent about doing that.
Okay.
Okay, so then we have Director Austin.
I have nothing.
And Director Joyce Citizen.
Yes, I have a report. So I did an online class on the California Special District Association, and it was based on good board work. And it talked about accountability, and the question it brought up was, whom or what are we accountable, or who we are accountable to? And of course, that's the public. We, the board, are public, elected or appointed, so that makes us accountable to the public to make good policy, and so that the public has the best interest served. Also, the CSDA will be holding their annual conference on August 28th through 31st in Monterey, and if anybody has any interest in attending that, they can find it on the CSDA website. That's it.
Okay, thank you. And now we have Director Varney. Do you have a report?
I do not have a committee report. I do have actually quite a few things that I wanted to share, but given Mr. Martin's comment, which I think we need to discuss at some point. This is the only, I think, opportunity other than at the end of the meeting that directors have a free space to speak, and I'm not comfortable just giving that up. But before I say anything else, I want to thank the Cub Scouts, the Boy and Girl Scouts, being here tonight. I am a former Cub Scout and Boy Scout, and had a great time and learned a lot in that. And I can see by your leadership that you are doing that as well. And so thank you to the leadership for your volunteer service for the children in our community. Thank you so much. I believe that this is germane. This is a just a quick status report on the on curbs, gutters, and sidewalks in Oceano. This was brought up specifically at the last meeting during public comment. And just a quick review is that in 2022, the Oceano Elementary School PTA formed the Safe Routes to School Committee to promote pedestrian and other active transportation options in Oceano and has been working closely with county organizations to champion Oceano in getting funding for that kind of infrastructure. On May 23rd, the Oceano School Parents and PTA, Safe Routes to School Committee, and other community stakeholders met with County Public Works, Supervisor Paulding, SLOCOG, Caltrans consultants in a community engagement process to assess needs related to safe routes to schools. This meeting was held at the Oceano Community Center. It included three teams walking around Central Oceano, assessing current situation and post-walk feedback sessions. Information will inform future infrastructure grant proposals. In June of this year, county supervisors, led by Supervisor Paulding, approved $250,000 to develop county grant writing capacity and collaboration in order to access billions in state and federal dollars available for infrastructure and community development grants, and that will serve our community very well. County Public Works began scoping and preliminary design work for complete streets and sidewalks and 17th and 19th streets between the Pike and the Pacific Coast Highway. In June of 2023, the Oceano Parks and Recreation Committee prioritized a sidewalk infill project on Highway 1 to create a safe route to the beach for Oceano residents, and also to include a pedestrian control crosswalk in the vicinity of OCSD and the beginning to research possible grant opportunities for that. I will refrain from any extensive concerns about the tenor of the meetings and the meeting that I unfortunately had to miss. Suffice it to say that I was dismayed at what I saw happen in that meeting. It was very disappointing, and I believe that we as a board need to adopt a zero tolerance policy for any sort of public
point of order.
This would maybe be an issue for a future agenda, maybe?
I came up to say point of order.
Okay. And may I finish what I was talking about since he went on and on?
I have the floor. I have the floor. And it's
Director Gibson, he has the floor. I'll give you. I'll let council talk to you after.
Thank you. I'm happy to see this agendized or discuss it in closed session. I certainly do not believe that any director should be utilizing public comment for any purpose in the meeting. The public comment is for the public. Thank you.
So, council, can Director Vice President Gibson continue? I think we're getting confused, and I don't know if we should discuss this in closed session or.
No, it's not a closed session.
No, but for further future agenda items or
sure.
something, because we're getting confused on when to discuss certain things.
Certainly.
Like in the report,
we can review the purpose of Board of Directors and outside committee reports and what that section of the meeting is intended for. My concern is that it is being used for, it's growing to discuss and debate items that are at issue, and the public doesn't know about it because we didn't put it on the agenda. That's mm-hmm. the concern. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So in my view, the board of directors and outside committee reports is related to work that was done by each of the individual directors during the last two-week period, not an opportunity to revisit or to rehash out or to even promote your viewpoint on future items that could become an issue for
okay.
the board.
So maybe we could get a little more training on that.
Sure.
Okay.
May I just point out that legal counsel that you were not consistent in the last 5 minutes?
In my view, a number of the things that were being raised by Director Varney were things that he learned or is reporting on to the general public. I didn't hear that he was promoting or championing any particular position on anything.
Okay. But we might keep in mind that none of those things have anything to, the OCSD has nothing to do with the sidewalks. That is not our purview.
All right.
So I don't know why we're spending time on it. Only what's going on at the school.
Okay, so are we done?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so next, public comment. Do we have public comment on any of the reports?
Good evening again. I'm Julie Tacker, and I'm compelled to speak about what I just witnessed and the differences in what Ms. Gibson was presenting and what Mr. Varney was presenting, and Mr. Martin just touched on it. But the difference is, and whether it's in your purview or not, it is of interest to your community that there are sidewalks and safe routes to school for the children of Oceano. Because not only do children walk on those sidewalks when they are developed, everyone, elderly, handicapped, everyone will use those. So, and then, I mean, I almost felt like that report, as thorough as it was, should have been something the general manager gave, because he probably should have been there to hear that there may be a conflict with the stormwater program, stormwater project. And I think your questions to him were spot on. You don't want a conflict. When he did mention that the stormwater project was going to be constructed in November, December. November and December last year, we had rain. And we're already talking about an El Nino and more rain this year. So I don't know that not only will you not be capturing rain in January because you haven't got it constructed, you're not going to be constructing it soon enough. It needs to be breaking ground in August, not just getting bids in August. And yeah, there'll be conflicts with people coming and going to the school, but what is the goal? To capture the rainwater. As far as board of directors and outside committee reports, I just want to say what I heard was a lot of opinion in Ms. Gibson's report. Mr. Varney raised some issues about some of the behaviors and things that happened at the last meeting. Certainly a future agenda item of how to handle that in the future. It was his opinion that he was dismayed. But I think Mr. Martin did his very best in this situation, to be fair, between the two directors. But Ms. Gibson's was flatly opinion. And that debate will continue, obviously. So I look forward to, like you said, some extra training and some fairness, and even you as the president can rein that in and say, Ms. Gibson, there's this subject could have been in public comment. She could have come up here. Or let's have the board talk about it in a future agenda item. So those are my thoughts.
Thank you.
I was going to keep my mouth shut.
Can you state your name again?
Yeah, Carrie Langford. sidewalks. That's all I've been hearing for I don't know how long now is sidewalks. And we're getting people that are butting heads against each other and sidewalks and the whole thing. I've been here for 37 years. There's more sidewalks today than 37 years ago. And yes, they are important. They take a long time.
I was in construction. I was in development. It takes a long time, and it takes a lot of money, and sidewalks is something you all can't control because it's county. So maybe the thing to do is learn to work with the county and keep on talking to the county and show them the importance of it and do it. Not expect it to happen today, tomorrow. You don't go up and throw in some kickers and some 2x6 and all of a sudden pour concrete and we have sidewalks. It takes engineering. It takes planning. It takes special material. It takes a long time to get a lot of sidewalks in. And as long as we keep on seeing some progress, it may take another 50 years. So let's just sit back and watch it happen and keep on. Just don't let it fall by the wayside. Keep on with the county. I'll tell you, life's going to be a lot simpler letting them handle it than you guys handling it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening again, April Dury. Still, I've been at that for a long time. Sorry. I appreciate the report on the pet wellness, first from the GM and then or whoever said it. I appreciate it. That has nothing to do with the jurisdiction of the CSD, though, but no one complains about that, I guess, because Charles isn't the one who said it, so no one's going to complain. But I do appreciate that we get to get our pets checked. The other thing I want to thank for is Director Joyce Sinison and her report on the California Special Districts Association, which is the only outside committee that she has anything to do with. And it's great resource that I wish the other four of you would look into and utilize. There's training, there's different things. I would hope that your GM has given you access or how to get into this or use this. So thank you for that report. I appreciate it. I look forward to maybe every meeting some little gem you've learned from that website. And I would like to just point out that, yes, it does feel like some reports come from the top of a soapbox complaining about a dead horse, that they just can't let go of the whip, that that's their personal opinion. And really, just stand at the podium if you want to give your personal opinion. That's what we have to do and get 3 minutes like the rest of us. But you're giving us factual information, and I appreciate that. So maybe if you stick to facts and not opinions about a dead horse, it would be more useful for the public. Thank you.
Excuse me. Yeah, what was that?
What was that? I said, here comes batting cleanup. There you go.
Please, no comments.
Hi, sorry about being interrupted. My name is Gina. I'm a resident of Oceano. And I just have been to many of these meetings, and I feel very saddened by the fact that I feel like people on the board are being attacked for not wanting certain things for our town, which I think is false. I believe that we're all here for the good of our town, and I believe that the people that I do know on the board do want sidewalks and safe routes to school. Who wouldn't want their child to be safe going to school? From my understanding as a resident, that your board doesn't have the funding for sidewalks. You don't make those kind of decisions. You can get funding and write letters and do things together as a team. But I feel like the pressure's been put on some of the individuals on this board as like they are responsible for doing this and making this happen. And they're being criticized because they're not doing it when they really in their hearts believe that that's what we want for our kids. So I see a lot of bickering and going back and forth and stuff that just doesn't seem professional at all. And I feel like there's this just like high school mentality going on all the time. And it's just really saddening to me as an individual to be watching this and to see that sometimes rules are okay for others and they don't apply to others. So I'm glad that we are taking a look at the board. We're trying to get through all of this and make it an even line for everybody, because I know some people do some things and some people do other things, but it seems like the people that are really, really trying and doing good are getting looked at as bad people. And I think that it's going to be a good thing for us all to come together and know that we're working for the better of Oceano. It's not that we're not. I mean, we are a small town. We only have so much money and so much to do with it, and we're trying to utilize it and do the best we can with it. And it's not that we don't believe in parks and recs and the children of Oceano and everybody else and sidewalks, but we are a small town. And right now, we need to focus on what's best for the town. So thank you.
Thank you. Any further public comment? Okay, being done, we will continue on. And I don't believe we have any special presentations and reports, so that brings us to the consent agenda items. Take a look at those and have someone motion to approve the consent agenda.
I have a couple of questions.
Go
ahead. Do you want to handle those before or after a motion?
Do we have any public comment for the consent agenda?
Good evening. I just wanted to point out real quick that it's been a hot minute, a long hot minute, since I've seen directors' reimbursement documents turned in. And I know that the budget closed June 30th of this year. That's your fiscal year end. And January through June, there are several directors who have turned in nothing that will now be reflected in the next year's budget. So I would like to know if maybe somebody in authority could find out if there's some protocol for these to be turned in on a more timely basis. If there's some document that could be given to you at the start of meeting so that they're turned in, you know, on an annual basis, when they're turned in on a calendar annual basis, that's affecting your budget. It's you're not reporting information accurately because of paperwork being held up by people. So I would appreciate if you guys could look into stuff like that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Julie Tacker again. I'm just going to piggyback on what April said. At the Sound District, back in the day when I was going to their in-person meetings, I saw on the desk before the board came in that Amy had put the form right there for that meeting. So you're able to fill it out, sign it, and hand it back to the clerk that night. So that way it's handled in a timely fashion. Of course, if you go to a committee and you write a report, you're going to have to submit that later, but not months later. That way all your expenditures are being ferreted out quickly and you can keep an eye on all of your money. Back to that accountability question. So it's just an idea. And I will get a hold of a policy in Los Osos that is perfectly specific to that and their form and everything and share it with you, and maybe you guys can adopt the same kind of practice up there.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Any further public comment? Discussion?
My laptop is hopefully not permanently dead, so I can't pull up the budget, but two questions. The first one is, and I can't remember the name of the water consultant, is it Confluence? So I noticed that there's an outstanding of, what is it, about $5,000, and it was on last month's as well. So the fact that it's outstanding, does this mean we have not paid it yet, or they have not deposited the check, or what? And why would it be there twice?
Two separate invoices, so this one's from, and you can do it by check number, so the check number is also on the agenda. If you go to page 8, so the previous one would have been a previous invoice. This is for a new invoice for the water shortage contingency plan.
And the previous one was for the
I'd have to look back at what the detail was, but I imagine.
Wasn't that for the state water?
Correct.
And so there were two different invoices for the state water one?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
And the check number is 1, 2, 3 columns from the left.
Okay. So the status of outstanding, what does that mean?
So when these reports are, when these reports are printed, they're outstanding because they're being sent out in the mail.
Okay. And then I just wondered if any other directors noticed the $829,000 bill. And this is, Mr. Clements, could you just review for us what that $829,000 is for?
That's invoices we received from the county Public Works Department for our state water supply, our Lopez water supply, our blanket encroachment permit for the year, and their review of our stormwater capture project.
And so this is the first of the year, the big annual payment?
Correct,
so yeah. We're good for the year now?
No, this is, is it the 40% or the 60%?
This is the 40% for state water. We'll get another one for 60% in December.
Okay, all righty. Thank you.
Any more questions? Comments? You have someone motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Director Varney?
Yes.
President Villa?
Yes.
Director Austin?
Yes.
Director Joyce Sennison?
Yes.
And Vice President Gibson?
Yes.
Okay, that brings us to number 8, business items. And we have the discussion of possible water sale to the City of Rio Grande and provide board direction as deemed appropriate.
Yes, so your board requested this item be placed on a future agenda item, so this is the time for discussion and any direction you feel is appropriate to staff.
Well, does anyone want to start? Should I start? Well, I read it. Doesn't seem like they're interested, so.
Correct. So they never approached us for a sale. I believe my personal opinion is I believe they were hesitant to enter into a contract with us because they felt they could get water cheaper directly from the county. The county was planning to sell state water directly to them. However, we protested that at the Board of Supervisors, so they put that on hold. But I believe Arroyo Grande may have been waiting to see if they could get cheap water from the county. So that's my belief. I don't have any solid evidence to say that that's the case, but it was kind of odd that they did not approach us to buy water before this winter. Of course, now that we have the rains that we do and our lakes are full, they are not interested in purchasing water. At least staff isn't recommending that. So one option would be for you to authorize a board member to have discussions with someone on city council to see if they are interested in the purchase of water. So that would be something that you might want to do. But I know in speaking with staff, they feel there is no need to purchase our water at this time.
So you did approach them and ask them?
Correct.
And they're not interested at this time.
And I had a meeting with Supervisor Paulding at one point about an Arroyo issue, and he did ask me if we were willing to sell to Arroyo City. I said, yes, we are. We're waiting for your request. And he said, great. And then nothing happened. I think they were praying for rain.
Can I go next?
Go ahead.
The since we have, with our decision, I think it was last month, to increase our drought buffer, we have positioned ourselves as a water wheeler of state water in the county, and which I, both protecting our own community, but being able to help our neighbors and help our ratepayers if, in fact, we are able to sell water, if we have buyers, let me put it that way. So while South County may be in pretty good shape right now, we know that there are other areas in the county that are not. And so I think my question to you, Mr. Clemens, is as a, if we were looking at a marketing plan for selling of surplus water, what would that look like, and who would the likely buyers be? We know that the Paso and San Luis Obispo basins are still in very serious overdraft. There are state water turnouts for both of those areas, I believe. So is that an are those potential customers of ours?
Yes, yeah, so the state water pipeline does go through Paso Robles. Shandon has a turnout. They don't want to pay for their allocation of state water, but there are groups in Paso Robles that are interested in perhaps constructing another turnout and taking state water. I know Edna Valley is interested. So there are groups out there that are potential buyers for our water. So right now, the State Water Subcontractors Committee is working on different programs such as banking, looking into those things to see what it would cost to bank the water. There are several banks available currently, but so that would be one option. I think they are kind of pricey, but even a local bank, meaning Edna Valley, could perhaps be a partner in such a bank. So there are, the wheels are turning to see how we can better utilize not just Oceano's state water, but every subcontractor is going to have to face the same questions that we are. So can we recover some costs through selling our water? And what's the most expeditious way to do that, or what's a long-term solution in order to do that?
Okay. And when you say banking, you're talking about groundwater banking?
Yes.
Okay.
So like you would put it in the Edna Basin, and there would be some way to get that back in the future should you need it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we kind of give it to them in wet years, pull out of it in dry years if we were to need it.
Is there a sufficient level of control of groundwater pumping to actually control that?
Well, these discussions are in their infant stages,
okay.
So there are a lot of issues to work through.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
And we are only discussing temporary sales, correct?
Correct.
Okay, good.
Any further discussion? No? Okay, then we...
Good evening again, Julie Tacker, and
thank you.
Yeah,
bye.
Thanks, you guys.
Thank you, guys.
Again, Julie Tacker, and I heard a lot of my belief out of your general manager. He's speculating. about why they don't want your water in Arroyo Grande. And I think it would be good. The one thing I did agree with when he said that your board might authorize a board member to go talk to a council member up there. I support that, and I suggest that you ask Mr. Varney to speak directly with the mayor. I think that would be the most direct approach on a high level. And this is political. And you want to put your best foot forward because Arroyo Grande doesn't have a lot of money. They are partners in Central Coast Blue. Central Coast Blue hasn't built a thing, and they're already suggesting that the water from that project is $6,500 an acre foot. Once they build it, it'll be more. There's no way that price is going to hold. It's been climbing for years, and I think they're even underestimating it to our faces at $6,500 an acre foot. The wheeling we've been talking about from Oceano to Arroyo Grande is in the $2,000 to $2,500 an acre foot. Certainly more affordable for Arroyo Grande. The marketing plan that Mr. Varney asked your general manager about, I distinctly remember standing at this podium, making a fool of myself, talking about the spinning arrow and the sales that Oceano has water, excess water to sell. So, did you order the sign? Absolutely be marketing this wheeling ability that you have. Because at that meeting, Mr. Clemens talked about Los Osos and Edna Valley interested in state water. You don't have to talk all the way up to Shandon and Paso. These are closer communities that are also thirsty for water for different reasons. Los Osos isn't needing it because of the drought. They need it because they have seawater intrusion. And they would actually take that water in the rainy season and put it in their ground. Very different from what the others need. So I hope you tonight, direct a person to go talk to the other council and get a marketing plan.
Carrie Langford, there is a, what do I want to call it, term, category. Anyway, it's called water wheeling. And I would encourage somebody to look that up and even talk to the LA Water District. And I'm trying to recall it from some of the irrigation classes I had at Cal Poly a while back ago, and that was a while back ago when I had a few brains. Anyway, what it's doing is it's basically Oceano may control 50 million cubic acre feet of water, but they go in contract with Arroyo Grande. But Arroyo Grande may go in contract with this person, with Los Osos or something. And it just keeps on going back and forth and back and forth and how it's used. And it's how it's written and the legal status of when you can come back and pull it back. And it's a whole big ball game all on its own. And I think it's a lot bigger than this board. And so I just encourage to look at something like that and see how other places are doing it. Because this goes all the way, and what we studied basically is out in the Central Valley, the Imperial Valley, and the Coachella Valley, and clear on over to Arizona and all with Colorado River water. And I think it would be informative and maybe a little helpful. Again, it's water wheeling, as far as I can recall. So.
Any further public comment? Do we have any comment from any of the directors?
Yeah, I'd like to propose myself meeting with Mayor Ray. I have a longstanding political relationship with her as well as a friendly relationship, and we both trust each other, so I think that's important. And we both worked on certain Arroyo issues together and then sometimes in opposition, but we always were respectful and got along.
Any more comments from any of the directors? I would like just to state that I think we should market ourselves as, you know, letting, I know it's complicated and, you know, communities, they have to know where they're going to put the water and that needs to be studied and all that. But I think it's very important that communities in the county and neighboring counties know that we have water, plenty of water. So they won't be able to find out if it's not marketed, if it's not, you know, we don't do a better job of letting people know. I always try to tell everyone in our community we're water rich, because a lot of people don't know. So I think we can do a better job on that, I'm sure.
Can I make another comment? Through the different water committees I've been on, a lot of people are aware that we have a great portfolio. So it's not a hidden secret or anything. I know. People are aware.
Certain circles, yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, in water circles, let's
yes.
say.
Any more comment from our...
Just Karen White, Halcyon, just one more reminder to this board that you cannot sell...
Can you speak into
the... Just a reminder to the members on this board, maybe not everybody remembers, that you are not allowed... This board, this district is not allowed by voter edict to sell water permanently. So you have to be careful what you do. You can't go sell it for the next ever.
100 years.
Yeah, well, I don't know if you can sell it for 100 years, but you can't sell it permanently. And there's a reason for that, and I think some of you know the reason. Thank you.
Thank you. Do we have any further comment?
No. So we're going to appoint someone to go talk with Karen Ray?
Well,
Do we decide to do that?
Shouldn't that be put on the agenda?
To go speak to...
Future agenda? Yes.
Well, it depends on who you were talking to. The agenda item is discussion of possible water sale to the city of Arroyo Grande and provide board direction as deemed appropriate in relation to sale of water to Arroyo Grande. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll nominate myself.
So I think it's appropriate that we go ahead and do that. And I wholeheartedly agree with Shirley that she would be the person that could talk to Mayor Ray. And I second the nomination for Shirley to do the outreach for OCSD towards the city of Arroyo Grande.
Anybody else want to be nominated or nominate themselves?
No. Have you been nominated for what purpose specifically?
To speak to Arroyo Grande about possible future sales.
Arroyo Grande, or speak to one of their elected representatives.
Yes,
the mayor.
So the motion is to nominate Director Gibson to speak to Karen Ray at the city of Arroyo Grande about potential sale of water to Arroyo Grande.
Yes.
And that motion has been seconded by Director Austin.
Yes.
All right, Vice President Gibson?
Yes.
Director Austin?
Yes.
Director Varney?
Yes.
Director Joyce Sennison?
Yes.
And President Bia?
Yes. Okay. So.
It's Arroyo Grande.
Grande, not
Yes. It's not like Taco Bell Grande.
Okay. So next on our agenda is the hearing items. We have a public hearing for consideration and recommendation to approve a resolution to collect delinquent customer accounts for 2023-24 property tax bills.
Thank you, President Villa, members of the board. So today is our public hearing. Just a little timeline reminder. On May 24th, we set today as our public hearing to consider it the delinquent solid waste charges and water and wastewater. So this year, we have both types with the solid waste charges, which were provided to us by our hauler, which is South County Sanitary Services. And then also a few of our customers with outstanding water and wastewater bills. And we provided that original list on May 24th, and since then, South County Sanitary Services has had six customers pay, and we've also had six customers pay. And just to review how we've noticed customers, there was two advertisements in the Tribune. It was on our website, and then also we certified mail the attached letters to this agenda to the owners and notice them of this hearing and of the amount that was outstanding. So with that, there is a draft resolution that we must get to the county based on, you know, after hearing public comment and public testimony that will be due July 20th. So we'll need to approve that and open the public hearing, close the public hearing, and then take that all into consideration. So with that, if there's any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
I think it's straightforward. We do this every year.
Yeah, we do. So I think it's the 12th year.
So do we need to
open the public hearing?
Oh, yeah, okay. Open up a public hearing for the public. Any public comment on this? Being none, we'll close. Do we need a motion or?
Yes, please.
Yeah, we need a motion to adopt the resolution as presented.
I make a motion we adopt the resolution as presented.
Second.
So, Director Austin?
Yes.
Director Varney? Director Varney? Roll call.
Sorry. Roll call. Okay. Yes.
All right. Then Director Joyce Senison?
Yes.
Vice President Gibson?
Yes.
And President Villa?
Yes. Okay. Next on our agenda, we have received written communications. Being on late received written communications.
So a public comment earlier was some comments on the Central Coast Blue addendum. So I understand you did not receive any of those directly, but I can forward those to you.
Okay. So that brings us to...
Are we talking about future hearing items? I'm sorry.
We're at received written communications.
Oh, okay.
And then late received written communications.
I'll forward you those comments.
So, because we didn't receive those comments, so it's going to forward future agenda items. Do we have any future agenda items?
Yes, I'd like to put on the agenda. Possibly having the Boys and Girls Club use our 10 hours at the community center. I'm not sure how that would work, but maybe we could discuss it. And that's just 10 hours a month, correct?
Carrie, do you remember that?
Yeah, our contract allows for 10 hours a month, 120 hours a year.
Okay.
All right. So for the future agenda items, do we need to place the amendment for Parks and Rec? Or is that going to be already?
That's going to be addressed.
My understanding is that that's going to be addressed at the, at the last budget workshop, which will take place, hearing, which will take place.
August 23rd.
So we don't need to place it specifically?
No.
Okay.
So we're talking about the OPARC?
Yes.
Budget? Mm-hmm. Okay. And you're saying that that is going to be delayed until the last possible moment, the last possible meeting?
Yes. Yes.
Why is that?
Because, sure. It has to do with the, for one, you know, that last possible moment is when we're going to know the maximum amount of information because the books are being closed. So there's still some additional information coming in to the budget, and that really the budget isn't my purview, but there is the issue regarding the number of votes necessary to make a change has to come up at the last meeting, is my understanding.
That's code or something?
Yes.
Government code?
It's not actually abundantly clear. And the truth is, I shouldn't really commit myself to this position because I'm still working on that. There will be at least an opportunity to revisit that item in that August 23rd meeting.
Okay, I'm absolutely not comfortable with that.
I'm still working on that problem, and I'm happy to come back and make a report and explain my findings. But I shouldn't really commit myself to that position, but that's sort of where the research is tending.
Okay, so the our first meeting in August is, I don't have the date in front of me. So August 9th.
So are you saying that you need more time for research? It will take that long?
No, it won't take that long. I just haven't completed it yet.
Okay. Can I propose something being put on the agenda?
Sure. We're on future agenda items.
Right, okay. So...
It's going to continue.
Okay. So I move that we schedule the OPARC budget for the August 9th OCSD meeting.
Is that possible?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought.
The bylaws say any two of you can add something to the agenda.
Okay, but
I second that.
Okay. So, do we want public comment, or do we want to vote on this? I think we should do public comment. Go ahead.
I just want to speak to the future agenda items and that particular item. I saw this done once. I don't remember which agency did it, but they published two budgets for review for the public, and at the last possible minute, the board adopted one of those two, and that's what I envision for you, and I'm hopeful that having it on the August 9th agenda secures that. Your research will come forward, a full staff report for you all to understand, but I do not want there to be a war at the end, which is what it sounds like it would be if you didn't have this all ironed out ahead of time. But that idea of two budgets published, one with, one without, and then you can adopt which one.
Okay.
So that's my suggestion.
Thank you. Any further public comment? So we have a motion on the floor. It's been seconded.
Only two directors are needed to add something to the agenda.
It's on the agenda.
Okay.
It's on the August 9th agenda.
It's not a motion. It's future agenda items.
There was another request by Director Gibson to bring up at a future agenda the use of the district's hours at the Boys and Girls Club. or the Boys and Girls Club to use the hours at the community center.
Right.
Is that was not seconded.
Oh, I can second that.
Okay, so that one will also be.
Okay. He seconded. So those two. Okay. Now.
Well, I have a. Not done with the agenda. I'd like to hear from you, Mr. Clemson, what items you will have on the August 9th agenda.
So as of now, I believe we have the board adopting plans and specs for our project at the Oceano Elementary School.
Okay.
And there is a budget amendment contract amendment request from Rincon Associates that are doing our environmental for our capital improvement project. So we had more groups, Native American groups and agencies that want to consult on the project than were expected. And because we're also going to pursue state water board funding, the state water board has asked for additional environmental analysis. So that will be that request will be at your board August 9th.
And that adjustment will be from what account to what account?
That will be from in the water fund to it's for the project in the water fund.
Okay, so it's internal transfer within the water fund.
It would just be adding to that contract. We already have the budget for it.
Okay, all right, okay. Anything else?
I think that's all that I can think of at this moment.
Okay, all right.
We had one last future agenda item that was pending.
Oh, yes.
It was for the divestiture of Parks and Rec.
Right, the divestiture of Parks and Rec service, that'll probably be on the August 9th as well.
Okay.
Okay.
So we can talk Parks and Rec all night.
Okay. Any further future agenda items from any of the board members? Okay, so next on our agenda, we have the closed session.
There's a...
Future hearing items.
Yeah, future hearing
items.
We have our budget hearing scheduled August 23rd.
Okay. And I would, yes, for a hearing item, I would like to schedule a report from County Public Works, a overview of the Pier Avenue planning process so that we are familiar with what the county is, working on and what kind of input they're looking
from
the community.
How does that affect the OCSD?
All sorts of ways: flood control, water recharge, sea level rise, saltwater intrusion possibilities.
Utilities.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All sorts of ways. Plus, it is of profound interest to the community of Oceano, and since the local advisory council is not doing anything in this regard, it. Even more responsibility falls on us to help keep the public informed.
The only thing I would say is that that might be a special presentation as opposed to a hearing item.
Well,
maybe you should ask your supervisor.
Okay, so then a special presentation. Yeah. Invite them to do a special presentation. I mean, we don't have a place on the agenda to ask for a special presentation, do we?
Yeah,
so,
we do, okay. Special presentations.
Future agenda item. It would just be an item for the agenda. And special presentations is on...
number six.
At the bottom of 6C.
Special presentations and reports. In the beginning of the agenda.
Oh, okay. Well, right. No, I know that, but in terms of requesting it.
Sure.
So I guess that's
future agenda item.
So that's how we do it.
We don't have any power over the county.
Can you second
and
this?
Why not contact Supervisor Paulden?
Is there a motion on the table? Is that a motion?
Can you ask the public?
Well, Director Varney has asked to include a report or a presentation from the Department of Public Works regarding the status of Pier Avenue planning.
Okay, and that's a motion?
Well, it doesn't have to be motion anymore. Only two directors are needed to put something like this on the agenda.
Okay. Well, I'll second that.
And your, yeah.
I'd also like to comment that all the time we spend on that, we're not spending on our direct responsibilities of water, garbage, sewer, and fire protection. That's what we need to focus on.
Any other?
The redevelopment of Pier Avenue will.
Okay.
Will
this is now a debate.
This is
exactly
now a debate.
Stop. Okay. This is what I was talking about.
Discussion.
So it's,
okay.
I understand, but when we start going back and forth, we haven't told the public that we're
okay,
going to be
well,
talking
then,
about
let,
that.
Let's button it up at the source.
Okay. So next we will do, next on our agenda is the closed session.
All right.
So, we're gonna...
excuse me in the back, please. Quiet.
We'll need to make a motion to adjourn to closed session, and we're going to be talking about both items on the agenda. Pursuant to Government Code Section 54956.9 per NA, conference with legal counsel regarding Santa Maria Valley Water Conservation District versus City of Santa Maria et al. And we'll thus discuss item B pursuant to Government Code Section 54957, performance evaluation of the general manager. Before we adjourn, I do recommend taking public comment on both of those items.
So,
well done, Mr. Martin. Julie Tacker, and for the last time this evening, with regard to item A, this comes up on your closed session pretty often. Several times a year, and there's never a report. I'd love to hear a status on what's been going on lately with the Santa Maria Valley groundwater litigation. So maybe another future agenda item you can bring forward some big high-level discussion, doesn't have to be in the weeds. With regard to the performance evaluation of your general manager, this is his fourth, you're working on your fourth year here, Mr. Clements, and you had your first performance review in November after over 3 years of working, almost fully 3 years of working here. So that actually violated your contract, because your contract said you to have been evaluated annually. And that should have been done. It wasn't. And when it was done, the timing couldn't be more obvious. You had to have believed that the board was going to change majority, and perhaps your job was in at risk, because the majority maybe didn't want to keep you. So, and I remember watching the tape a couple of times where Mr. Minery read the terms of what you were asking for in an increase and in a small extension of the contract. And the board at the time supported your requests. And that was $20,000 a year. What would $20,000 a year do at your house, or your house, or your house? That is a significant increase. For some people in Oceano, that would be a 100% increase in their salary. So when I hear a lot of debate over $19,500 for a Parks and Rec fund that actually wants to benefit the community, I don't know what you got for $20,000 more this last year for Mr. Clemens. Because the one thing that would have brought you some money was wheeling that water at the end of that drought. And he didn't do that for you.
Thank you.
Good evening again, April. And I just hope that you guys understand, this is government and I'm used to the corporate world, but a performance review isn't a contract extension. It's not as been put forth by other board members as a interview, like they're trying to get the job again. A performance review has very specific purpose, and one of the resources that you have at your fingertips is the California Special Districts Association membership. And in that, they show you ways of how to do a performance review, or you can talk to other districts on how that happens. So I hope that you would utilize this time to not do like you did in November of last year, where you called it a performance review, but just basically gave a contract extension with a bump in pay, but actually do a performance review this time, and come prepared and come professional. And it may take more than one meeting, you know, and I hope that you utilize that and don't say, we have 1 half hour, we have 45 minutes to accomplish this. This is a very important position for the district. And that is, this is the only position that your five people have oversight over. You don't have oversight of the office manager. You don't have oversight of the, you know, the whatever, Tony, whatever his position is. No offense, Tony. This is all you have ownership over. And I really hope that you take that serious and utilize it properly and not just throw spaghetti at the wall and call it a performance review with an uneducated ability of what that means. Thank you.
One last time, Carrie Langford. Address the board, but I'm basically going to address two people, and that's Director Varney and President Avila. When you made the motion, sir, to have this closed session and talk about Mr. Clemens, and you, a phrase I've heard you use three times, it's really confusing, and I know others are confused too. You said, in the spirit of things, and I'm just confused as to what spirit, number one, Christmas spirit, holiday spirit, good spirit, bad spirit, what that means, and things is very broad. And with President Avila, you said, well, if it's in the spirit of things, you would second that motion. And so I'm asking you to please clarify that right now to the public, to me, as a resident, you know, 7,900 other people are here, of what you mean by the spirit of things. I'm just confused what the spirit means. Thank you.
And before we do that, I'd like to correct some misinformation from the public. So this will be my fourth performance review since I've been here. I've had three done already. Last November, there was a completely separate agenda item to discuss the general manager's compensation. It was on the agenda. It was discussed in detail and approved by this board legally. So any other information you hear is false.
Thank you, Mr. Clemens.
Okay. Now you can.
So you'll adjourn?
No, you have to take a vote to adjourn.
Oh, I'm sorry, take a vote to adjourn. Okay, there'll be motion.
Motion to adjourn into closed session. And
so a motion to adjourn to closed session. Do I have a second?
Second.
All right. President Villa?
Yes.
Director Joyce Senneson?
Yes.
Director Varney?
Yes.
Director Austin?
Yes.
And Vice President Gibson?
Yes.
Madam President, we are ready?
Yes.
We are ready.
Okay. So we want to reconvene after coming out of closed session. Council, do we have any report?
Excuse me.
There is no reportable action out of closed session.
Okay, next agenda item. Looks like we're down to adjournment.
I make a motion, we adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We are adjourned.